This is the UP The Movie Podcast. Hello and welcome to the first episode of the UP The Movie Podcast. I'm your host, Dan, and I'm podcasting from the Acoustic Garage in Negaunee Township. Let's get started.
Grab yourself a cold beer.
So if you don't know what UP the movie is, there's a great article about it in the Mining Journal, which you can still find online. What you need to do is go to the UP the movie Facebook page, do a search for u.p.themovie, and you'll know you found the Facebook page when you see a black and white picture of Upper Michigan with the words "the movie" under it. So go there and join it, like it or whatever, and look for the podcast tab. They don't have one right now, but I'm hoping they'll add one for me. So anyway, if you haven't seen the Mining Journal article, it's really good. So all I know is, if these two guys are going to put it all on the line to make a movie about the UP, I'm going to do all I can to help them out. That's just the way it is around here. So just like that, the UP The Movie Podcast was born. So let's talk about the podcast. The goal is to keep you up to date on all the UP The Movie info and gossip. I'll give you an overview of the latest action on the Facebook page, the word on the street, and hopefully we can talk directly with Steven and Ron to hear how things are going. And I invite them to participate as much as they want in the podcast. And we'll also hear from many other Upers, friends, and family. We'll see if I can get a podcast blog on the UP The Movie Facebook page so people can comment and participate in the podcast. It'd be great to hear what you have to say about it. Great to hear any of your questions about the movie, concerns, etc., etc. So here's what I have so far. I plan to start each podcast in true Uper fashion by cracking a beer. And when the beer is gone, the podcast is over. So I'm shooting for 10 to 15 minutes. Now, if we have lots of good stuff to talk about, it could be two or three beers. So it's pretty fresh and anything is possible. I'll probably post this on YouTube until I get an actual podcast account set up. So you'll be able to listen to it off of YouTube, but hopefully in the future you'll have something you can download off of a podcast website. We'll make it nice and official. Let's get back to podcast segments. This is a part where I would like to ask any sponsors if they would like to be included in the podcast to just shoot me an email and we can work things out. Today's cast is sponsored by Miller Lite, which is available at the Negaunee Super One. Stop in and see Uncle Rich. So I got a couple ideas for segments. The first segment, I'm going to call it A Look Out My Back Window. If you miss the UP or just want to know what it's like here, I'll look out my back window and tell it like it is. This might include a snow report, whether it's winter or summer, and also area happenings in Negaunee, Ishpeming, and Marquette. Let me take a look out the window. Today it's rainy, about 60 degrees. I got a big oak tree in my backyard with one dead branch on there. That's a little bit too high up to cut off myself. I really don't want to pay somebody to come and cut that branch down, but I really don't want it to fall on anybody. I'm not sure what I'm going to do about it. And it also looks like the grass is ready to be mowed again. But I've got other things to do tomorrow, so it'll have to wait. We might also discuss some area happenings. For example, if you turn off the highway in Nagani by Irontown Pasties and drive under the railroad tracks, you just might see the Nagani Minor football team practicing on Minor Field. Also, it's almost time for Seafood Fest at Marquette's Lower Harbor. I know this because there's a semi-trailer with a banner painted on it parked right at the road to my house. Another segment I would like to have is book tour information. I know Ron's been adding dates to his book tours, and I'll keep you up to date on that. Maybe he can share some stories from the road. I don't know. Whatever he wants to contribute will be great. We can also discuss filming information. I know Steve was in town scouting locations for the movie, and I'm interested to know how it went. I also want to hear what he has to say about the challenges of filming in the wild wilderness. We'll have a segment on the latest Facebook overview. If you're having trouble keeping up with all the action on UP the Movie Facebook page, I'll discuss some of the posts. Today, UP posted a request for ideas for merchandise to sell in order to help fund the book tour. People gave all kinds of great ideas, like hats and t-shirts and ashtrays. I'm sure any idea you have would be greatly appreciated, so why don't you head on over there and post a comment. It'd also be nice to have a book discussion. We can talk about some of the characters, how they'll be adapted into a movie. I've got my copy of the book right here, but I'm only about halfway done with it. So that might have to wait for a few later episodes. It sure would be nice to have listener comments also. We can talk about those. Like I said, post some comments if you can. We'll try to get a blog set up. I'm curious to know what people think. Well, the beer is gone, so I'll have to catch up with you next time. That's it for episode 1. Tell your friends about it. That was the UP the Movie Podcast. Thanks for listening.